For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. This week in Kentucky politics, Governor Matt Bevin said he'll return to the private sector after losing his race for re-election. And Governor-elect Andy Beshear begins the transition. Jonice Franklin from member station WFPL talked with Capitol reporter Rylan Barton for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Rylan, Kentucky is still sifting through the results of this year's gubernatorial election this week. We got the first word from outgoing Governor Matt Bevin about what he might do next. What'd he say?
Yeah, so Bevin hasn't had any public appearances since he conceded the election last week, but last weekend, Bevin went on to Fox and Friends to talk about the election, and they asked him what everybody's been wondering. What are you going to do next?
Private sector is a wonderful place. It really is. It's served me well for years, and I look forward to returning.
Bevin is the president of Bevin Bells, a bell company based in East Hampton, Connecticut, that actually makes all the bells for the Salvation Army. But really, he's a much broader businessman. He made his fortune as an investment manager. He founded this company called Integrity Asset Management, which managed public pension funds, though he sold that company a few years ago.
So there was a lot of talk about Bevin joining the Trump administration, like he might be tapped for a Trump appointment. What's Bevin's future in politics, you think?
Nobody really knows at this point. I think that the idea of him being a Trump appointee has probably gotten a little bit less likely. Trump really kind of dragged Bevin after Bevin lost the election. I think everybody's wondering if he'll run for office again. I don't imagine he's going to run for Senate next year against Mitch McConnell or anything, but maybe in the future. But then again, Kentucky does kind of have a history of, you know, letting politicians who lose at the polls just kind of fade into obscurity.
Also this week, Governor-elect Andy Beshear named his first appointees of his new administration. Who are they and what do they do?
There are hundreds of appointed positions he's got to fill, and that all starts at the top. Those people so far have been folks who have worked for him in his office as attorney general. There's J. Michael Brown, who will be his executive cabinet secretary. That's like the person who's in charge of coordinating and keeping an eye on Kentucky's 11 cabinets altogether. Then he named general counsel Latasha Buckner, who was an assistant attorney general in charge of the civil division in his office. And his communications director will be Crystal Staley, who was his communications director in the attorney general's office.
So last week we talked about Beshear's transition team, the folks helping him put together state government. What we didn't talk about was that many of those people were donors to Beshear's campaign. Is that just how it works?
Yeah, it kind of is. Jake Ryan at the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting did a great story on this week, looking into who's on the transition team. About 80% of the 163 people on Beshear's team donated to his campaign since he ran for attorney general in 2015, totaling $358,000. At least 16 of them currently work for Beshear in the attorney general's office, and at least 70 of them made donations to his father, Steve Beshear's two races for governor in 2007 and 2011. As U of L political science professor Dewey Clayton said in that story, to the victor belong the spoils of victory.
Also this week, incoming Secretary of State Michael Adams said he wants to clean Kentucky's voter rolls and get a voter ID law passed before elections next year. Is this something that's likely to happen?
I think he's certainly going to try. The Secretary of State is, of course, Kentucky's chief election officer, and he says that there are 300,000 registrations that shouldn't be on the voter rolls in Kentucky. That's about 8% of the entire electorate. I think he'll have a lot of support in the Republican-led legislature for these actions, especially on voter photo ID. But the voter registration thing is probably going to be resolved in the courts. There are currently competing court rulings on this right now. A federal court says Kentucky needs to clean Kentucky's voter rolls over the coming years, and a state court has blocked the way that the state is currently doing that. So we'll just have to see how quickly Adams can do what he wants to do.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Rylan Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.